just had to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe. Once they lose trust in their leaders, in mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth, the game's won.
Gripping at my skin, the walls of night closing around me.
Active measures or psychological warfare, what it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country.
Demoralization, then destabilization, and then crisis, and then normalization.
The final stage of subversion, after which you can simply take your enemy without a single shot being fired.
It has as its target not the body, but the mind of the enemy.
The target of psychological warfare is against the enemy's mind.
It is words and ideas.
Ammunition used by Cywar.
New world order.
A new world order.
A new world order.
A new world order.
A new world order.
This is the new world order.
To influence the thoughts of the enemy soldiers.
This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system. Police, fire, and emergency medical services will be unavailable until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. when the purge concludes. Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn.
There's no need to be afraid.
We don't stop an enemy. We help him to go in the direction we want them to go. Perception of reality of your enemy is screwed up to such an extent that he does not perceive you as an enemy. The final stage of subversion, after which you can simply take your enemy without a single shot being fired. The United States is in a state of war, undeclared total war.
We're coming for your children.
Our leadership over there has been so welcoming to, like, my, like, not at all secret gay agenda.
Your leftists in the United States, all these professors and all these beautiful civil rights defenders, they are instrumental in the process of the subversion only to destabilize a nation. The disaster is coming closer and closer. The danger is real.
We are grooming the new generation of Americans.
Demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students.
You ask yourself, why shouldn't I ask questions? Why shouldn't I know that they talk normalization right now? Why do I think that we're in the last phases? Questions should be asked. I shouldn't be put down because I don't want to go with your narrative. we're going to add a little bonus. Want to know why I ask questions? It's because things like this come into my view.
Most important people in the world, and we're bringing back tremendous business in the United States, and they're all here to see. I'll be making a speech, and then we'll be leaving shortly. But I think it's very important. The other's just a hoax. It's the witch hunt that's been going on for years, and it's frankly, it's disgraceful. But we look forward to being here. Klaus has done a fantastic job. And again, we're meeting with the biggest companies in the world, the biggest businesses in the world, and world leaders. All for the benefit of the United States. We look forward to the meetings.
Why not have this at the firm? We're to write on climate change, Mr. President.
Well, I'm a big believer in the environment.
There you go. And I shouldn't question when he's standing there with that man calling him a great person. Sorry. There's enough of you just picking one side. I'm going to show the other side. See you on the other side.